Blog Talk Radio.
My God, I dare you to brag on him for a moment. Has he done anything for anybody in the house? Has he made a way for anybody in the house tonight? Come on, fellowship, I need you like this. Come on.
Humble yourselves,
therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. And then finally, Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 through 8. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Let the same mind, this mind, he says, let the same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he found himself in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be considered equal with God. But verse 7 says, made himself of no reputation. Made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. He took on the form of the posture of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He was made like unto men. Verse 8, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his word. The virtue of humility. Peter says, the Apostle Peter, he says, you younger men, accept the authority of the elders. They've been around for a little while. The older men, the older women, they can teach you some things. Praise God. They've got experience. They've got tenure. They've been through some things that you have not yet come to. They've experienced some things that you yet have the opportunity to experience. And so there's some things, he says, that the elder can share with the younger. So we ought to accept the authority of the elders. And then he goes on to say, all of you serve each other in humility. For God sets himself against the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. God sets himself against the proud. That is, God hates it, plain and simple. The Lord hates pride. He resisted the proud, the Bible says, and he giveth grace unto the humble. He shows favor to those who are of a humble spirit. But he's against the proud. That's something that we must understand all too well. We must know of a surety. If we want to please our maker and master, the creator of the universe, there's some things, there's some ground rules that we must understand going in. God hates pride, and so therefore, beloved, you and I, we as the subject in this world, we must stay away from it because God hates it. He doesn't overlook it in some, and he comes and he makes others apparently responsible for their pride. God hates it, period. He hates it in you, he hates it in me, he hates it in anyone. He hates pride. Therefore, we must make it a priority as individuals to stay away from pride, a prideful, a haughty spirit, a prideful attitude, a proud look, anything that operates in pride, we must stay away from it. He goes on to say that people... proud people, rather, they take little account of their weaknesses, and they do not anticipate stumbling blocks. They think they are above the frailties of common people. They tend to think more in the sense that they are better than anybody else, that they are above the frailties of common folk. In this state of mind, they are easily tripped up. Glory to God. They're easily tripped up. Ironically, proud people seldom realize that pride is their problem. They fail to understand that pride is their problem. God has a problem with it. They're operating in it, and therefore their stumbling block, their Achilles heel, is the pride itself. Although everyone around them is well aware of it, they're not ultimately aware apparently aware that pride is their problem. Ask anyone you trust whether self-satisfaction has blinded you to warning signs. He or she may help you to avoid a fall. Praise God. Sometimes we just got to, well, you can't, I can't deal with everybody. Well, deal with the ones that you can deal with. Someone that you do trust, that you do respect. Ask them if you got a problem in the area of pride. Praise God. Do you think you're always right about everything? Everything has to go your way. Everything has to be about you. Beloved, know of a surety you got a problem with pride, praise God. And then Paul is reminding us, the Apostle Peter, that we must be careful against this, praise God. Selfishness can ruin a church. Selfishness, when we start talking about pride for people, those who operate in the area of pride and haughtiness, selfishness can ruin a church. But genuine humility, Paul says in Philippians, that second chapter, he says, but genuine humility can build it. Being humble involves having a true perspective about ourselves. We find this, the reference being Romans 12, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse, where the Apostle Paul says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, every man, every person that is among you, not to think more highly of himself. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly, the Apostle Paul says, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, not to think more highly of himself than he ought, praise God. Paul says, remember now, you are just like everyone else, and we all are subject to human frailties, human limitations. And we as subjects, human subjects in there, we're not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, praise God. But before God, now it does not mean, beloved, that we should put ourselves down. But before God, we are sinners. We are or we were sinners saved only by God's grace. But we are saved and therefore have great worth in God's kingdom. We are to lay aside selfishness and treat others with respect. Praise God. Treating others with respect and common courtesy. Considering others' interests as more important than our own, it links us with Christ, who was a true example of humility. He said to us, he says, let every man, the Apostle Paul says, not to look only on the things of himself, but also on the things of others. We have to be concerned about our brothers. We have to be concerned about what others are going through, their mindset, their conditions. We ought to lay aside selfishness, and we ought to treat others with respect. Considering others' interests as more important, it places us in the same, it links us with Christ, who understood the plight of other people. He oftentimes, he empathized with others, knowing that it wasn't about himself. The Bible says that he didn't make any reputation of himself, but he humbled himself. He was a true example of humility. Now, in the Philippians, the 3rd chapter, Philippi was a cosmopolitan city, a thriving city. The composition of the church reflected great diversity with people from a variety of backgrounds and from different walks of life. Acts 16 gives us some indication of the diverse makeup of this particular church at Philippi. The church included Lydia, who was a Jewish convert from Asia, and a wealthy businesswoman, Acts 16:14, and then the slave girl, who was Acts 16, 16, and 17, who was probably a native Greek. And then there was the jailer who was serving this colony of the empire, who was probably a Roman, Acts 16, 25 to 36, with so many different backgrounds among the members. Unity must have been very difficult to maintain in this particular church, praise God. Although there is no evidence of division in the church, its unity had to be safeguarded. The unity had to be safeguarded. Paul encourages us to guard against any selfishness, any prejudice, or jealousy that might lead to dissension. Showing a genuine interest in others is a positive step toward, forward rather, in maintaining unity among believers. We ought to be concerned about others. It cannot be just about us. We have to be concerned with other things, what things they're going through are about, praise God. And we must show genuine concern, not just a superficial, but a genuine concern that I do care about my sisters and my brothers, praise God, in Christ. And it does matter what their opinion is. It does matter, praise God, what their plight is. It just doesn't have to be about us, but we have to be concerned one for the other. If unity is to persevere, praise God, to be unified, to have common interests and common goals and common purpose. Jesus Christ, who was humble, praise God, he was the picture of humility. He was willing. He himself, the Bible says, was willing to give up his rights in order to obey God and serve people. And like Christ Jesus, we should have a servant's attitude, beloved. We must have a servant's attitude, serving out of love for God and for others. It cannot be just that, well, I don't care about men because they can take you there, but I love God. No, God says you cannot love God, him without loving people. He says, if a man say that he loved God whom he had not seen, and you cannot love your brothers whom you walk past daily, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. You cannot say you love God and you cannot love your brothers. Loving your brothers is showing God that you love him, because it is two of the greatest commandments: to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving thy neighbor or thy brothers as you love yourself. It is two of the greatest commandments, the Lord Jesus said. Love, loving God, and then loving your brothers, praise God. It is completion of the symbol of our belief system, which is the cross, the vertical, man's love with his God, and the horizontal, man's love with his brothers. We have to complete both. Both are virtually important. And remember, children of God, and looking at Christ, he chose to serve out of love for God. He chose to serve out of his love for others, not out of guilt or fear. Remember, you can choose your attitude. You can approach life expecting to be served, or you can look for opportunities to serve others. That is so important. We have to choose, praise God. As followers of Christ, he didn't always make the subject about himself, but he chose to find opportunities to serve others, praise God, because he was a servant, and he was here to do the will of his Father. He said, I didn't come to do my own thing. I came to do the will of the one that sent me, and the Bible says he didn't make any reputation because he understood his purpose and the plan of the Father, that he was to come to serve humanity. And serve humanity he did, and he did it with dignity. Praise God. The incarnation of Christ was the act of the pre-existent Son of God, who voluntarily assuming a human body and human nature. Without ceasing to be God, he became a human being, the man called Jesus. He did not give up his deity to become human, but he set aside the right to his glory and power. In submission to the Father's will, Christ limited his power and knowledge. Jesus of Nazareth was subject to place, he was subject to time, he was subject to many other human limitations. He made his humanity unique What made, rather, excuse me, his humanity unique was his freedom from sin. In his full humanity, Jesus showed us everything about God's character that can be conveyed in human terms. Praise God. He wanted us to understand the importance that you can choose, praise God, to serve. Choice is very important. We learn this through the life of Christ. Humility, therefore, my brothers and sisters, is a discipline. That's where it really is. It's a discipline. We can choose to be humble, praise God. We can choose to have faith. We can choose to trust, or we can choose to believe. Making the right choices, as we can see, can make a world of differences. The Lord chose to humble himself. And the Bible says he did it even unto the cross. He humbled himself unto death, the death of the cross. He did it because he understood there was purpose. And the purpose being that the Father may be glorified through his life here on earth. We have a responsibility. We have the right. We have the choice, beloved, to choose the virtue of humility. May God add a blessing to both the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy eternal word. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio. And we are now down to the commercial break here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-547-00, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host. And we have been discussing the Word of God here in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time the Kingdom of Justice, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing a teaching segment that he's been doing called The Virtue of Humility. Pastor Fields, we had a question in the chat session for you from an evangelist, Daniel, and the man of God wants to know, first and foremost, he wants to know if you or on Skype, if you're on Facebook Live, if you're on Periscope, and if you are available to mentor other young men in the Word of God. He states that he will leave all of his contact information with you if you can find availability in your schedule, and he wanted to encourage you today to continue to do what God has called you to do, to continue to preach the word uncompromisingly, and to expound on the word through biblical teaching. So he's grateful for the teaching segments, and he said he's enjoyed the word that you've shared on today regarding humility. We want to thank Evangelist Daniel for listening and tuning in today to the Real Talk segment, and we will give Pastor Phil the last 5 minutes to either respond to Brother Evangelist Daniel or to close us out with encouraging words or prayer. The floor is yours.
praise God once again, and we thank God, and certainly to Evangelist Daniel. We thank God for you for listening on today, and we certainly give God glory for you. We are indeed on Facebook Live on Sundays. The messages are being recorded live, praise God, even during the services on Sunday morning, generally around 10:45 to 11 o'clock a.m., where you can pick us up on Sunday mornings. Also, we are sharing here on every Tuesday morning on the Blog Talk Radio. Also, if you do leave your contact information, we will try to contact you when we have availability to be able to discuss with you perhaps times when we can share with you concerning the Word of God. Thank God for you on today and for all that are listening. It is so important, saints of God, that we continue to just hear the Word of God, because the Word is rich. It has so much for us in our lives as we continue to maintain in this world in which we live. There's so much going on in this day and time, and it is the Word of God. Jesus said it best. He said, man shall not live by physical bread alone, but rather by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. So we literally live by every word that comes forth out of the mouth of God. And the word today is humility. It is a virtue, that is a discipline. We can choose to be humble. We can choose to maintain an attitude of humility in spite of what's going on around us, in spite of going on with us. How others may treat us, it has no bearing on how you respond to them. They can treat you one way, but we can choose to respond to them differently. But we must continue to know that the example. We must continue to know that the seal for us is Christ Jesus himself. He has set the example. He has showed us how we ought to carry ourselves in the world. God bless today and God keep is our sincere prayer. And we give God glory for each of you. We pray that God's speed and God's blessings may continue to guard and guide your life. We pray that God's Spirit may lead and guide you in every area that concerns you as pertains to God's will and purpose for your life.
Thank you, Pastor Phil. And we're now down to the close of the segment. Let us know how you are enjoying listening to the Real Talk segments here on Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio. And you can avail yourself to Pastor Phil's website, which is www.godsanointedministries.com. www.godsanointedministries.com. For upcoming show information, as well as for any teaching segments you would have an interest in Pastor Phil's teaching on, you can give him some recommendations there for some things he can cover for you on the Word of God. As well as in this time and season, you can avail yourself to monetary donations, and you can do that via Pastor Phil's website and look at his various ministries there, how you can contribute or assist him in this time and in this season, as well as upcoming radio and television broadcast segments. And once again, his website is www.godsanointedministries.com. www.godsanointedministries.com. You can see him on Facebook under Pastor Rufus Fields. You can also get him on Periscope and Facebook Live, as well as blogtalkradio.com. And I think he also still has his Skype page for those that are interested in face-to-face teaching segments with the man of God. You can avail yourself once again to that information via his website, www.godsanointedministries.com. Thank you for tuning into the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and we have been expounding upon the Word of God with Pastor Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom of Justice, and God's Anointed Ministries.
the great unseen. Hear when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart. Here I will brave the dark. Here find you singing over me. I am known. I am seen. I'm not.